the next thing is up.
Vreemd, dus niet in front of you, dat is een onkel, maar dat is een dan strap, maar dat is een spijtje.
Shalom Bracha, good morning. The emesis is Chav Getracht, Nechten Banacht, Vashlofin, Zer Kimsach, Yiddish Oilem, Chdav Gibi the Shir in Yiddish. And then I began to panic. How am I going to do that? I once asked the Mashkiach, Rav Olson, so Zayin Gesund, and Marcham and Bishonim, we were talking about in Tarvidas, Be'etzim, they want to teach Chumash to the kinder in Yiddish. There was a very big din, and Mestame Roiv from the Rabbeim, Zen Chassidisha, in the light. And they asked Rav Wilson his opinion about Dafnis Zaymazbir, the Messiah from Zaymechanich Yiddish Kinder in Yiddish, but they asked Rav Wilson his opinion. And Rav Wilson said, he says he would rather that a chelik of the day teach the children the basics in Yiddish, from Teichwerter to phrases to whole paragraphs, but to teach Etzim, he didn't hold of it. He says, why? He says, because a child, the children are Rubim Kekulim, Zezen and Hamish Yekinder, but everybody speaks English in the house. He says, if you're going to teach them in Yiddish, he says, you're creating an extra step in the mind from the child. Because first he has to hear Yiddish, and then he has to translate it into English, and then he has to absorb the message, the Pasuk, the Mishnah, the Shtickle Gemara. So he said that he's afraid that the children won't be able to chap that. So the emes is that, Baruch Hashem, having the colleague and I to give a lot of shiurim, that I give my shiurim in English. Tefzachamol, that you have to speak Yiddish. So then already you have to, that has to be very oiskeplant. So, chdav zich, you know, behegdim zayn, bet mechila from the choshev ha'olam, and then speak in English. The first thing is I poisel mechoy lachsanya. I must tell you that just for the fact that a bunch of zohel and that we should be able to accomplish something in the shiur, but just from the fact to be able to have masa mat and mitayre, Reb Herschel, the Tayre Reb Herschel, I don't know him, this is the first time I met him a few minutes ago, but just, you know, one of the Bali Musa Zogin, came benois slavcha doivrois. So Rashi HaKadosh Zog, yofa heim doivrois, yofa, say redna zoi shein. The Bali Musa Zogin, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu with such a fine kite, with such an edel kite, a zoifa edelt. The ganze tvi is given a zoifa edelt. So Rashi HaKodesh came, b'nai slav chadoibis, yofai seimers, zei redna zoishen. So I must tell you, you know better than I. It was just an experience. I speak to a lot of people, but the fine kite, and the just mix a shvachi b'fon Reb Herschel. I'm stopping now. The emesis is that this type of a shir, which is Nageya Besramide Yoim Beyoimai, as we're going to Besram see, but I just want to, just to shtel avek the chashivis from the noise, and how much it's Nageya to us, and to unzer kinder, and to unzer shtibe, and no matter where we go, Yidden Essen. Essen. I once heard B'Shem Reb Tzadik, I'm Moiri de Kazach. I'm in Gates of the Shank, I'm in Zayt, Mashas, Mesechtes Mashas. More than half the Mesechtes of Mashas deal with food. Deal with food. Kodshim, Yontif, Shabbos. Where are you going to go? Wherever you're going to go, whichever Mesechta you're going to pull out, Kimat, the Roiv Telfin Shas have some Shachas to Essen. So Tzadik said, Haloi Dovahu, I said, "Moi we the gevart of tzaddik." Tzaddik zogt, "Mibalt as the erste kilkula oilam is given darch oichel." So memela the rebbeinu chachmasai yidn dafin argdin adarch sugis v'nachila. It says, "I'm a sake dichet." Moi we the gezogt from tzaddik, but. In order to really, I guess, appreciate and put in perspective what we're going to speak about today, I just want to go through some psukim over here. Mamish, the last psukim from Eschanon, where the Rebbeinu Shlom says, "Kiviach Hashem lekecha el oretz," and there's going to be the Zayin Amim in Darton, when the son of Hashem lekecha fenecha, hachem v'tachem oisam. Then state in the Torah, "Lois eschatim bom, lois eschatim bom, bitcha lois sitin levnoi." Ubita loy sikach levincha, afavos ki yoses bincha meachri vavdoli kema elihim achem. Why? The Torah gives the sinas tam. Why it's loy seschatim ba? Why you can't have any shachis to the goyish velt? Ki am kodesh ata. Hashem lekecha. B'cha b'cha Hashem lekecha. Li yos loy la'am segula. Mikola amim. Ashal p'nei adamu. And the Torah is of Dvaita, Ki mei avas Hashem eschem, o mishomer es ha-shvua, v'yodata ki Hashem l'ikecha u alikim, hakel ha-nemon, v'shamat es ha-mitzah z'chukam ha-mishvat Hashem nechim sabchem la-saisa. The entire last 11 psukim of the Sedra talk about segulas Yisrael, the recently segula, kedushas Yisrael, avas Yisrael. And how is it all tied in? Lois eschatim ba. All because medar zayin upgehitin, away, isolated. Whether we like it or not, and if we're not isolated physically, we have to be mentally isolated and emotionally isolated from them. And it's zay interesting. The two other places in the Torah, in Parshas Yisroel, and in Parshas Kisavo. Where also the Torah druk tzichos a lashon v'yisum li segula. Listen to what Rashi says in Parshas Yisroel v'yisum li segula. Zokt Rashi v'as a skula a bakanta Rashi the skula meint oitzer chaviv kli yoker v'avonim tovish amalachim goins naisai. Aye, if you're going to say, what's the big deal of being skula? Umali, umay yeshli oid, shetehei chibascham ni keres, ki li kol oretz vehein be'enai lufonai luklum. The ganze welt, the ganze goyish welt, zen garnished. Li segula. And in Parshas Kisavi, Rashi says also, in Emel Chaloshin, he says that segula, V'li nira v'osmeit Hashem emarta ayom, Hashem emircha ayom, v'li nira shu loshin hafrosh av avdola nochamol, hivdaltei l'cha melihei anechar, liyois l'cha lelikim, v'uefrishcha, eilav me'ame yo'oretz liyois loy l'am segula, nochamol. The ganze tivkeit from the skulas ha'amim is the havdola. As I've stated in the Gemara, on find Masech Tes Kedushin, that Havdala Hariat Mekudeshesli mean Havdat Muvdelesli. Geder Kedusha is Gemostin according to the level of Havdala. And really the emes is the Mishnah in Masech Tes Avodah Zarah, which is the Makar for our Sugya, the Kala Hayoyim, which the Mishnah over there tells that the Elu Dvarim Shal Oyde Kachav Masurim, Veini Surin Isser Hana. The Mishnah previously spoke about Isurin, the Isurin Hana, the Isser Hana. And over there the Mishnah reckons Ois. And among the things that it reckons Ois is Pas Vashlokis, Pas and Shlokis. And Toisis, the Emes, there are three Toisis in that are the Ikrim of this Zogia, what we're going to discuss today. But Tosfos on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that the Iker Lamed Zayin Amud Beis Vashlokis Nani Mili. So Tosfos Shtel Devek and says that even though in the Mishnah it says pas before Shlokis, it speaks about pas before Tavshilim, but that was not the order, that was not the sequence of the Gzeiris. And the Gzeir of Shlokis of Tavshilim, Tosfos Zokt, came very early on. Umitchila Gozu Alei Mitam Chasnus. And then Tosfos nitzdeis the lashon that it was a gzeira kaidmonis. Ma mishin alta alta gzeira. That goes even koidim yimei shamay v'hillel. And the mela when they took away the gzeira of pas, the gzeira of tavshilim were oimim bimkoyim b'chalotaykif. And that's why people make a very common mistake. People say, Yamachbid on Pas Yisrael? Maybe not so much. A Yamachbid on Bishul Yisrael? I mean, Deverta, Havnish Kanverta, if I state this. What does it mean? Yamachbid on Bishul Yisrael. Bishul Yisrael is Alocha, Psuka, that would never change. Pas, because of Rebbe hit there, because of certain Eifanim, the Sugi is a Sugi, Aruchad Ma'oid, Rabbi Yisrael. But we're just going to touch upon certain Nekudis in the Sugi. But Lamaisa, Shlokis was a very old gzeira. And the emes is, what was the time of the gzeira? So that's a machloikis rishonim. Interessant is that when Rashi understands the sugya, he says that the time of gzeira was because Shema Yachilenu Dover Tomei. Poshet. Because you're afraid. A guy has no nemonis. A guy, a chef, stands by a koch. And it's very also just agav that chefs, even if you don't ask them, the big ones, have a tremendous pride in what they do. And they have no issues taking something, an ingredient. I've been working kashrus for more than 33 years. We've had instances where we caught chefs that they brought things because they felt that not having certain ingredients will compromise the level of their food, and they look at their cooking as an art. They look at it as an art. And they don't want to look bad, even if the Baal HaBos never said anything, even though Adarav is going to scream at him, he could lose his job. But he doesn't think that way. But that's Taka the Tam of Rashi. The Achroinim on the falcon that Rashi Bemis really does hold of what Tosfos brings down. When Tosfos brings down Pirush Rashi, the Rabbanan Gozer Mishum, the Chayshi, Shema Yachilen, and Tvarim Tmeim. And then Tosfos is Choylik, and that is a Shita of Kimat all the Rishonim, the Yoysa Yeniru Lefarish Atam Mishum Chasnus. Because of Chasnus, Poshet, the first step of the breakdown between a Yid and a Goy is a dinner, is a lunch. And Bemis is that this is very, just trying to, in giving over the shiur, that we're going to talk about for a few minutes, the Yisoidis of the Sugya, but to integrate, to be able to varfa doch the shiur with very practical, in the world, in corporate world, Asach Hamish Arbitan in corporate world. Especially it used to be in the legal corporate world or in the accounting corporate world, where there's a lot of Hamish working for big companies. The first thing that they do is that they have a very big account that's set aside and allocated for lunch dates. There's a very, besides I'm saying this plus felt this kind of kosher and famous. But that's not the point. The point is that they understand thousands of years later, the Goyisha firm and corporate America understands that in order to be able to create a connection with the client, with the person that you want to be able to chop around his business. That's mistama. Always the motive is the geld. So Mimela, they understand was Chazal and Fashtate, the Ruach Kodshom, thousands of years ago when they made this gezeira. So we have Machlekes Rishayim about what's the time of Bishlako. And the Iker Shitas Rishayim is the Iser Shtamt and Zgeboit and Chasnas. Now, in the din of Bishalakum, Be'emes Klal Yisrael Zen Gishpoken. Minhoge Mechaber, the Sfardim that follow Minhoge Mechaber, the Mechaber and the Ramah over here, Zen Mechulik Mamish Biyisoid Hasugim. Ad Kedei Kach, that Bishul L'chadchila, L'fishitas Ramah, is Isser Gomer L'fishitas Mechaber. Isser Gomer L'fishitas Mechaber. Ad Kedei Kach, Isser Gomer L'fishitas Mechaber, that the Mechaber Paskint, Mamish Soiv Simen Kuf Yagimel. He brings out a Machloikis, the Rashba and the Ra'ah, and he Paskins Be'ikr like the Rashba, was Halt, that when there's Bishul Akim on a Kli, Tzorach Hechsher. Mamish Hechsher. Called the Tikkun, the Rabboni Ke'en, the Eraisa Tikkun, and he holds me Ikka Din Yafta Kasha Kalim. Ad Kedei Kach, that not only, and even if it's the Eina Ben Yoimai, and by Bishul Zafart Nochamach Leikis, whether you need Shishim Levatel, let's say if the attack of the wounds Bishul Akim, if you need Shishim Levatel, and then the Bishul Akum became Nisarv and something else. So do you need Shishim the Yidroi? By Pas, by Yoni Pas, we pass in a Kuf Yud Beis, we only need Roif. But by Bishul Zagrois the Machlekes, whether you are Medame it to Pas where Roif is Genig, or you need Shishim. So what do you see from here? You see that the Mechaber Halt, and you'll hear the Lashon of the Mechaber holds that Bishul Akum is something which Ashkenazim, Unzer Ashkenazim, hold this as L'chadchila and the Mechaber Halt Lisura. And Be'emes is that this is really totally in four lines of the Gemara, this whole Machlekes. The Gemara says the following. Omer Avina. After the whole sugya of all the different pratim of what constitutes bishalakim, was the gedif in bishalakim, kimt ravina, amr ravina hilchisa. The halacha, soif halacha is ha rifta the shogar oivid kachavim, va'afa yisrael inam yishog yisrael va'afa kachavim inam yishog av kachavim va'afa av kachavim va'as yisrael v'chata bechituye shakir dami. What this means, Bekitzer, is that there are three malachis, high rifta. Over here, the Ravina, Pashtus, gate of Pas. And he says there are three malachis in Pas. There's preparing the oven, that's called Shkira Satanur. Mamish, doim exactly v'mebakt matzah. That's how they used to bake bread. Mamish, gnoi v'mebakt matzah. That's how they would fill up the oven with wood. And they would let the wood get fired up. And then they would take the wood that would be on the floor of the oven. They would push it to the side. And then they would bake in the middle. And the heat of the oven would come from both sides. Mamish like matzah. That's Shkira Satanu. And then the other chelik of Afiyas Apas is you have to stoke the wood in order to continue allowing it to emit its heat. And the third chelik of Pas is Hanocha, putting the bread into the oven. So the Ravina says, any one of these three malachas are done by a Yid, even if two other malachas, even if the firing up the oven, and even if being stoking the coals, but he was done by a goy, it's a fine, because the yid put in the bread. And even if the other two things were done by a goy, the goy fired up the oven. The goy put the pas in the oven. But if a yid came, he went ahead and he stoked the coals to have a shtatfus in the oven, in the fire. So it says gunug. Azoy halt Ravina. The machloikis rishonim, the Ran and the Rashba. Exactly how to understand Ravina and then Shitas Mechaber. I'm not going to go into the Protim, but whether, just Bekitzer, whether the Nekuda is because preparing an oven, you can't bake a bread without making sure that the oven is prepared. Now they said, but from the Ostrovtsa, he was a ben, the Tata's given a baker. So he's once with a Sifis, and they were talking about what's given in the Alta Doiris. And all of the Rebbe's dort and all of the Doiris on Gezocht, you know, man tat is given, you know, sein taten is taten, man is a lineage, a yichis, mufu'aro. And then it came to the Ostrovtsa. And he says, the emes is, man tat is given a bake. Aber ein Sache hat der Tate gesagt. So haben a gitte stickel breut mit dar zayn zu as the oiven dar zayn zay avar. Dar zayn zay avar. Das ist was man tat hat mei ich mehr gewen. Zu zay avar. So me meila, an oven needs preparation. So the Ran learns that preparing an oven through a yid and making sure that the fire is the top proper temperature are all chalokim which belong to pas. So memela zokteran, that's why it's dafka, that's the pshat, the kula of pas, is because the maisa of the yid is a chalik of the ikir afiyah, no matter what it is, even if it's not hanochas apas. The Rashba learns, no, that's not pshat. The pshat is that be'emes, that if a guy does any of the three malachas that belong to pas, firing up the oven, the hanochas ha-pas, being chota by chituye, the emes is it would be pas akum also. Pas akum. Makes no difference. Ella, because ki alechem yichya ha-adam, and you find andere kulis with pas, so memela, Chazal zan mekel gven dafka bepas, they were mekel and not bebishel. That's how the Rishonim understand the Mechaber. But the emes is that the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch is completely choylik on the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Kufyud Beis, in order to understand the din in Bishul, Medav Zayn, the Hele Geloshin from the Mechaber in Kufyud Beis. Chamesh Shtei Tazon. And this is exactly what we spoke about. Hidlik, Oyvid Kachovim Atana, V'ofa by Yisrael, Shehidlik Yisrael, V'ofa Oyvid Kachovim, Yetzim Ken Fashtein, the Verit, the Besser. Oy Shehidlik, Oyvid Kachovim, V'ofa Oyvid Kachovim, Uboy Yisrael v'nir ha'esh ma'at harizeh mutter. And then the Mechaber is moisif one more nekuda, which we didn't mention, which we're going to mention now, Bez Hashem. V'afilo yizorak ele eitz echad l'tay chatanim. Even if you threw a tzvaygel b'tay chatanim. So Yudua, as Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, when he used to walk in Kovna, he used to go up very early in the morning, and he would have a keshina, he would have his pocket full with twigs. And he would go from one bakery to the next bakery in Kovna. They didn't have any bakeries, Yiddish bakeries. They would go from one bakery to the next, and he would throw in the twig to be machsher, the oven, tahobin, pas Yisrael fayidin. That's where Yisrael Salanta, Mamish, that kops, that mizaka, yidin. That's what he did. So where did Rabbi Yisrael Salanta A twig is machsher in a ganze oven, and all the bread is going to be passed Yisrael. Yeah, you know, because as I state mechaber, even if you took a tzvegela, even if you took a little twig and you threw a letecha taner, hit their kol apasha boy. Shane dover eliyos over here the mechaber zoktois liyos hecker shehapas sholehem asura, and that's taka the ikari shayim learn. That the reason why all this is mutar al yidei hishtafis of a yid is because there has to be a heker to know that pas akum is aser. So the mela, that's why they hold that all of this is mutar, even though it might not make a difference leimalav leimoyud with the temperature. Others learn, other rishonim learn that, and that's taka you're going to see in the sheet of the Ramah, that the ikir is the kir of bishul. That if you did something to even slightly improve the temperature within the oven baking, the key of bishul is oichad ha'ishtatvis in being able to make it pass Yisroel. So over here, azoy, this is the lashon of the mechaber. Now, we look at the lashon of the mechaber in Kuf Yud Gimel, in Hilchus Bishul, and the mechaber state azoy, ein shkira satanam elas ela bepas. The male, now we know the intershe between Kuf Yud Beis and Kuf Yud Gimel. The Mechaber says, don't make a mistake. Zayin ish toya. Ein shkiras hataner mayelas ela bepas. Aval bishar mizbashlin. Other things, other foods that need to be cooked. Fish and meat and potatoes and chicken and all the staples that essen. Ein shkiras hataner vilead lokas ha'esh. Now you understand the difference. Ein shkiras satan v'adlokas ha'esh ma'ila amoyrid ela hanocha dafka. The mechaber holds only hanocha. Lefika charoitz elavashel b'machvas b'taner shel oivik achavet. Fashteitzach hakosher etaner for nagoy. Tzorech sheyitein Yisrael amachvas l'toich hataner l'mokam aroyu l'zbashel boy azoy al shitas mechaber. And that means, if a Svardi, even though among the Svardish Gedoylim have different cheshbonis, but there are many Svardim that will go into a restaurant and ask, this is the code word that they use. They use Bishul Yisroel. They call it Bishul Yisroel, and then the Mashkiach or the Fremensh has to put their steak, has to put their chicken, has to put their fish, has to cook their pasta, has to cook their potatoes, or else they hold, and many of them are makbid, hold, azoy mishita samachaber, there's no wiggle space, there's no mokum lahakul here, and according to the highest standard, and they hold that anything else is bishalakum. V'yesh cholken, zok teile geramo, v'yesh cholken, v'svir lahu. And they hold, we're going to see who the Eish Cholkin is in a minute, that Lokas HaEish, Eichitim B'Gecholim, now identifying two of the three Melochis in Pas. Had Lokas HaEish, Eichitim B'Gecholim, Hani Linyan Bishul, Kamoi Linyan Pas. The Mechaber holds only Pas. The Ramah is Mashve Bishul in Pas, Tzazamin. V'chein Oyhagin, and that's our minig. Who is he quoting? Which we show him? Because the Mechaber has the Ran, has the Rashba, other Gedoyle we show him. The Ramah quotes over here, the Hagoy Sharidura, Uba Aruch, Uba Mordechai. Those are the Rishonim that the Ramah is Soymechon. And the Mela, the Ramah holds, no, both of them are the same. Both of them are the same because if you create the Svar of the Ramah, is if you create the fire, Without fire, even though the goy did the hanocha, without fire, the food doesn't cook. So if the yid had his shtatfus in the fire, no matter what his shtatfus was, says the Ramah, whether his shtatfus was turning on the fire, whether his shtatfus was making the fire larger, we're going to talk about thermostats when we get practically. Anything that improves a fire, Ramah holds ki'ilu you did the whole bishul. Because without your ma'aser, you couldn't cook. How do you cook on kanfire? When there's a blackout, how do you cook on kanfire? Can't cook without a fire, so Ramah holds. No. The same way that there's a heter bepas, there's a heter bishul oichet. This is the Yisoidus in the Sugya Memela, according to the Ramah, as long as a Yid turned on the fire, even if the Goy came and put on the food afterwards, the Heter is not only the Pas, it extends to Bishul Oichet, and this, the Rishonim on the Dayik, rather the Achronim on the Dayik in the Lushin of the Ramah, this is Lechatchila. Lechatchila. Lechatchila, we could be Soimich that the Yid does something. And then comes along one line of the Ramah that opens up our Sugya, and now we'll be able to go right into the practical, to the Moiridic practice Negiya of this sugya gedoyla. Zok the Ramah Vayta. Va'afilu chitui beloi kavona. Mahani umayu. But then he says like this. V'yeshayim. Da'afilu chitui Yisroel v'yishluch sham kisim. Now this kisim, even though the Ramah doesn't mention the first shita, but the very fact that the Achronim HaMedayik, since the Ramah mentions it v'lo yishluch kisim, so Vaistoy said the same way that Kisim helps to feed the Mechaber by Pas, the same way Kisim helps Lagabe the Ramah with Bishul. Raksha Oive Kachovim Hidli Ka Esh Me Esh Hit Shel Yisrael Shari. That means that even if the original fire was made by a Yid, and a Goy took that original fire, he lit a match, he went to the stove, he turned on the stove with the match that he is holding in his hand. He put the match to the stove and the fire went on. He opened up the gas, the fire went on. And a Yid did not participate in anything else. He didn't participate in raising the fire. He didn't participate in putting on the food. He did nothing. He did nothing but light the original fire. Shteitin ra ma. B'shein the Issa v'heter from the Gedoyle Rishonim of Yoridea. The Issa v'heter holds B'shein the Maram that such food is mutter. What is this? This is what we call in our Egin Loshin pilot lights. What's a pilot light? How does a pilot light work? They once had, 100 years ago, something pilot. Today, everything is fancy, electric ovens, we're going to talk about it. But a pyrolite light, the standard oven with a pyrolite light, is that there was a little fire in the middle, and you open up the knob, what happens? Gas goes there, and the gas combines with the fire that's hidden. It's mamish, a behalt in the fire, generally in the old stoves, in middle of the whole stovetop. And it combusts, and it brings fire under the place where you want to cook. So, Mimela, what is that? Let's break it down. The original Eish, presumably, we're all going on the Hanacha, that original Eish was turned on by a Yid. But most of the time, it's not Pashtus that it's that way. Because who installed the stove originally? And even that, we're going to talk about big pukim on this. If you, let's say, Lomazogin, you chapsich, and you said, excuse me, technician, I have to turn on the pilot light. And you did that 8 years ago. You did that 8 years ago, and the stove never went off. So that should be a hecker. Asach from the Haitha Gepoiskim are very connected. That's that. The hecker means you did something which we can sign, you could pinpoint, like Hashlachas Kisim. You did something that could be a type of a ma'isa that's mesiachas to the Yid. But if this happened 8 years ago, it's rochik min aseichel, that should continue, it should have like a lifelong guarantee. It doesn't work like that. But lema'isa, the pilot light, the etzem yisoid of the pilot light, is that if a Yid lit that original pilot light, and then from that point on, let's say it's much more negea outside your home, and the guy has been cooking, the chef has been cooking, mamish aknat the rice, mi de yoyim be yoyimai, mi de chodesh lechodeshai, he's turning on the knob, he's putting in the food, he's doing, a Yid doesn't have not only a finger, not even a chatzi etzba, shaykhis to the whole cooking. So me'le zok the Ramah, that's mutter. But the problem is that if you look at the Lashon of the Issa v'Heter, and you look at the Sachoi Sloshin of the Ramah says, Shari, says Mutter, Dahainu Bidieved. And the, even the Loshin of the Achroinim, Gedoyle Hapoiskim in the Achroinim, Dahainu, the Chachmas Adam, and the Loshin of Chachmas Adam Kosav, the Bidi Eved, and Koyach Limchois Biadamekel. The Rabbi Saitaira mentioned, how would you touch up? If your Freud would ask you, no, the Shiksa put it on, and she cooked. I didn't realize she wanted to help me. She went ahead. Now, I want to tell you, you know, this is a good question about the Shiksa lighting many years ago, or maybe in the country it's like that now. But most of our ovens have a very added convenience to save energy that's terrible for this halacha. Because this, with an electric ignition, what's an electric ignition? It's a spark. It's electric ignition. Electric ignition is not, it doesn't work. It only engages, only after electric ignition turns on the stove does the fire work. So even if the original pilot light is given ungezinden by a yid, but since the oven can't work with that spark, which engages and allows the fire to work, so das is abishalachim, but lamazogin, now we know lamaisa this, that's why in the Egen Ishtib, where any, you can't even buy a regular oven. Even if you would look and you call that, they think that you fell off the moon. If you ask them, give me an oven like the Alta ovens, and they don't sell these Alta ovens. Every oven is built in with electric ignition. But over here, lamazogin, we're dealing, we're in the country, you have an old stove. And you turn on your stove, and the shiksa came, and she wanted to help. She turned on the stove. So look at what would you say? You say, "Well, lemaisa mahata rama." You're right. You have rama because you're donning is gevend gaton. Vas gaton is gaton. She did it already. Now you want to know the soup is already three quarters done, and now it's gechapt, or the chicken already is three quarters done. You want to know ois savarfin or nisht ois savarfin. So what he says, b'chachmas adam kosa de b'di eved en koyach limchois b'yana meikul. No, would you be comfortable with such a lashon from the chachmas adam? What's the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan? Was given oichet arov in shtot in the Vardik. So what would he paskin, the Aruch HaShulchan? The Aruch HaShulchan paskin, de ein lismuch al zeh ki im b'shas hadcha. Over base Yisroel, he is moisif another nekuda, which is not the time to go into. That there's a certain shita that Tosis brings down that base Yisroel maybe is different, but I'm not going to go into the shita. But anyway, lemaisa hashulchan mentions also. Take a look at the lashon. The ein lismer chazekim b'shas adchak. So lemaisa, I want to tell the oilam how mamish shaper dore in this oifin. It used to be kimat without an exception. And I'll explain to you why it had to be without an exception. Every single Ashkocha does allow this to be soymach on this Ramah. Kimat, every single Ashkocha was soymach on this Ramah. Every Ashkocha, every camp. When you have goyim, you don't have hemish kecha, and you have goyim. Or even if you do have hemish kecha, you're cooking kinaina for atoys and kinder. You don't have, what, one person could do that? He has Pedro. He has Tony. And he has over these guys are helping him, and they're by themselves. And they know that the prime light, the rabbi allows me to turn on the knob. He doesn't allow me to do anything else. But Lamais, if you look at the lashon of the rishon that the Ramah is soymich ba'atzmayon, mizait that lashon shreit arois. It's only b'di'evin and mizait. And what's the biggest right? Look at the gedoyli achroinim. Look at the Chachmas Adam. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan. They use such lashonis v'snem tarois tahar. So before you say, am I going to be makel on this? Am I going to be comfortable with this kula? But zicher, It's not l'chadchila. And that's why when we talk about going out and eating out, let's say a mensch goes ahead, he makes a gedder. I don't like eating out in restaurants. I don't want to eat in restaurants. What was darfis? I'm very fine in my house. So what, you never had takeout food? You never went to a simcha? You never went to a kiddush? You never made the ayir egg in a simcha? L'maisa, there's no way to navigate this. There's no way to get out of it. So l'maisa, it was shapir dore. Was is given? The hashkochas over the years got together and said, this is, that doesn't make sense. We're shtelling avek a kula. Was get klal yisol to essen. Geboit of a klora b'dieved. So it's just that the Bahola, Rabbi said, this is what we're talking about before the Essen. The Bahola to Essen is Takeh. A Bahola. Yeah, list of the Bun Shum Zulhelf and as the Yom is a Oiskalais Tverin. Boskman, last Sunday, I'm sure most of the Yom was hungry by 9:30. I was hungry. You were hungry. So Lamaisa, we know, you know, hunger. And oichel is, there's a natural drive to essen. You go to a kiddush, a geshmak a kiddush, you know, you want to eat. Mentions looking at essen, people spend a lot of money in order that you should eat. When was the last time a baal simcha zich avekish del to essen? I don't remember. A bunch of my chasnas bekushi I washed. You know, I've thought, get essen for andres essen. So listen, stel zikfar. You want to give andre essen of such an oifin. So the meila, it made no sense. So a couple of individuals in the Hashgacha made a grosser storm 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And the storm was that they made all the stores and all the eateries and all the zalin, that they made them change and retrofit the whole gas system. Dahainu, that instead of having a Bahaltana klein of fire, which we call Das is given the Eish me Eish Hidlik Yisro, Das is given Vaster Heiliger Amor, Shtelt Avek as Mizol Nisht Nar Shari B'diavet, and then they made them retrofit it that each quadrant, each stove quadrant, each place, and sometimes regular stove, a residential stove is made up of four, a commercial stove can be made up of six, can be made of 10, that they made them spend the money and they made them extend tubes from inside the main fire, and each tube should go individually into the place where they cook, and the fire that's lit, obviously, by Yid, Zolzein, a chelik mamish of the fire itself, enough that it should be kedei levashel beitz akala, and that's the standard that exists today. Ashgacha that's worth the paper that they send their ksav tud on. If they don't have this, they're not worth that. Because l'may said that makes it l'chatchila, as the mokum v'mi est, you have the esh, that was Yisrael tachas, the fire was mess. They made another moiridika change. I want to tell you a moirzak that the oil of nish, that, and we're going to get to lemaisa how it's nagat to your own simchas. A convection oven. There's certain pieces of equipment in a kitchen, not in your home. In your home, listen. Mizan an upkehit. That we don't ask. We tell a shiksa ken roman. She could clean, she could help, she could maybe assist the lady cut up the vegetables. Nish al tigu b'mashichai. The oven is off limits for you. Oven, fires, totally off limits for you. Okay, so they understand, they're off limits, they help and that's it. I do want to tell you, just agav oichit. What about, we have, in my wife's family, there's a cleaning lady that's mamish Pierce Yoy Bulshani. She's been, and all the years that she's been in the house, it never, my wife prepares her, makes sure she has tuna fish or whatever, cold cuts. And mama, she could understand. I'm saying this openly. So the oilam zol nemen saharts. And I was home one time, and I almost mamish platzed. I saw her taking out a frying pan and making herself an egg. I called up my wife and I said, did you ever see her? And then I was so distraught. I was so mamish. Here I am, giving shiurim in the Sugya. And the egg in the mamish and the egg in the dalet amis. And mamish and the egg in the dalet amis. I was so beside myself. I asked my wife, do you ever catch her? She said, never. I never even know that she likes eggs. She's been working with us for 40 years. I never even like eggs. So I had to do a mesech lefitumah. So I engaged in a conversation. I said, I never know you liked eggs. I said, do you use the frying pan to make eggs from time to time? She said, no. She says, this was the first time I ever did it. So at least Baruch Hashem, we identified the frying pan. It was a frying pan. We're hechsher on a frying pan, which is oichet nagei. It's not only bishul akum, it's bishul, it's tzli, and it's broiling. All of it is nichlal and bishul akum. We mamish Baruch Hashem identified the frying pan, identified the spatula, and I was besimcha gedoyla, danking the Eibush that we caught this and threw it out because l'maisa. Nu rabbi sabas alocha. Let's say if the shiksat fazichalein gekocht. It's worse because certain atayrim that I was referring to before, Bebeis Yisrael, doesn't even apply over when she does it for herself. There's mamish no atayrim. So it's mamish treif. So over here, so in the Egene Shti, it's a double poshet. Who has people cooking? The question is that you might have is two things. Number one, is what about somebody that you help Arusa Shifroi? Is it Nageya to let Arusa Shifroi? Then maybe babysits from time to time. Arusa Shifroi, could she give tzessin? So this would be totally the machloikas rishayim. If you say that Rashi only holds that it's Mishum Shaliach Leinu Dovid Tomei, and the other Mishum holds it's also Lefi Rashi, it's a problem. Because she doesn't have less schatin is nishna gay because he's a yiddish. So even though he's nishna frim is obviously he's a yiddish. There's no hischatness. There's no promise schatness. Obisham yachlein or dovet tomi is a vaser. According to Rashi, would be a problem. But anyway, naniach. But what about a microwave? What's the din of a microwave? Is microwave subject to the isur bishalakum? So thus is oichet a groisiv ploiter in halacha. Because this also negeya lemaisa achakira. As a person over bishul diraisa, Rachmanos, a person cooks with a microwave on Shabbos. Is it bishul diraisa? Shoyna kvar hoyru kvar cholku gedoyle v'anokim in klal Yisrael. If this would be subject to the iser, but lemaisa this is totally bizarre. Is it if it's Asher b'Shabbos mishum bishul? It's Asher mishum bishul. Well, maybe no. Maybe that wasn't nichlal in Gzeres Chachamim. But anyway, l'maisa b'shtelt avek. It's not even a discussion. A shiksa anishta from. That's the yedi yiddish shtib. There has to be amira l'nozer schar schar. Schar schar mi l'nozer. You no, don't touch it. You help. Thank you. Appreciate everything. But don't touch the finest. But what do you do?
They're not trustable. They shouldn't touch no one's own. Oh, you can tell them, don't.
So I want to tell you this. This only is a chelik. That only one chelik. There's another groisi yoredeya. That there's a lot of other problems having a shiks in the shtib. You know, with kelim and basar shasam and ayin. Kama other simonim. Nish kuf yud beis and kuf yud gimel. Kuf yud ches, kuf yud ten. There's a lot of chalokim in Yoredeya versus in Nageya to that. But you're right. The emes is that the truth is that it might not go over so well, but there's a certain serif maybe of cameras. Of cameras, that how do the Achroinim deal with cameras? Exactly, how does cameras work into the whole Nemonis and Pikuach, and is it a Yosef and Nichnas? Is it less than Yosef and Nichnas? So, Parsha, there are practical ways to know that she, mice, if you tell a shiksa, please don't cook, whatever you like, I'll prepare for you ahead of time.
I have a camera, and I have a
shiksa
40 years, and she knew she's not supposed to.
And she did it anyway.
And she did it, and I saw it on the camera. How did I stop it? I gave her the pad. I said, I can't use it anymore. Since then, she never did it again.
So new? So now I don't, I grace her shikoyach, and you made me feel a lot better with my mice. So that it's no matter what, all the Zahira sin, and she didn't do it purposely to break the rule. She did it al shigra. She did it because what's the big deal? It's all the kosher food. To her, her cup is not wired like unzira kept. So she doesn't think through that lens. She doesn't get it. But you're right. But the bigger problem is that even if Baruch Hashem in the shtib is mamish avek kodesh kadoshim mit the standards in the shtib, but behechrich, you got to go outside. How do you go outside? How do you eat outside? How do you eat by your simcha? The big problem is the most important cooking piece of equipment in a commercial kitchen is something called a convection oven. What's the mile of a convection oven? A convection oven is an oven that has a fan. And what the fan does is the fan accomplishes two pu'ulas. Number one, it cooks the food quicker. But as much as that's an important sad to cheshbin in, mitzad the cook, it also distributes the heat very evenly. It distributes it very evenly, and memela, the food comes out much better. So that's why a convection oven is what they call indispensable. Mekenish zayin machlif, you can't replace it with anything. And every single kitchen, I've never come out seen a kitchen, ever, a commercial kitchen that doesn't have a convection oven, doesn't have multiple convection ovens. In 1995, the government changed the law in the manufacturing of convection ovens. Till then, every convection oven had a pilot light. So at least, with all the heroes in, and they didn't have cameras then, at least you knew that Oydiyid in the free came the Mashkiach, the Shomer Shabbos, the Balabus, came and he turned on the oven and it stayed on, and Memela, you were covered by the Eved, that there was a pilot light. Yes, Mamish, the Hetter from the Ramah. But came 1995, they wanted to have energy conservation. So the government banned the manufacture of convection ovens with the parlor light. And what happens is that when you open up the door of the oven, the fire, and it was also motivated by a safety feature. They didn't want the heat of the oven going into the worker's face. So when you opened up the oven, there was something called a small safety switch, and you opened it up. And what happens is the oven completely disengaged, stopped working legamri. So now, if the goyim, after 3 hours of work in the morning, on a busy Thursday and a busy Erev Shabbos, they went out to take a coffee break and a smoke, and they stay out for 20 minutes, half an hour. I tested this. After half an hour, the oven could dip even possibly below, maybe not below Yatsi Ledespoy, but certainly you leave it for long enough, the mail of the oven dips lower than the right temperature, and the mail then, when the guy goes in and he continues making his kigel, and he closes the oven, the switch is, remember, the switch is on because the Mashkiach and the Yid, the Balabus, put on the switch first thing in the morning. But when he opened up the oven, everything stopped, and he closed the oven. Now, Memela is Bishalakim for the rest of the entire day. Because you don't chab. Because you have to understand the way that a kitchen works in a restaurant, in a takeout place, in a zal, is that there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure to produce fast enough, to produce enough. Mela, you can't stay on top, especially if Goyish's staff, you can't stay on top of their backs. They don't appreciate that in the least way. So Mekenish Fabinden Zeyrehend. So you have to figure out, so this was a major problem in the industry. And you couldn't get around it. So you know what the industry does? Listen to this. These wires that shuts off the oven, Amamish, it's two wires in the panel, in the electric panel. If you open, unscrew the electric panel, and it takes about 30 seconds, maybe even less, you just detach the two wires, and now it's as if you trick the oven to thinking that it's still closed. And when you open up the oven, the fire continues blasting the entire day. The problem with that is that the Balabatim don't like it for common reasons, three reasons. Number one is that it doesn't conserve energy. It costs them geld. Zweitens, the workers are ready to throw them into the oven. They're ready to rebel. The mamish ready to rebel because they say that you don't have a problem with me when I go to the oven, take out the food the entire day. You have a problem with the hot air blasting in my face. Why did you do that to the oven? Because it comes new. And the third reason was because you cancel the warranty of the oven. Nope. The warranty is canceled. If there's ever a problem, and you call down the company who gives it a warranty for 3 years, they come and they look at it, and they say, you played around with the wires. Warranty invalidated, not valid. So no Balabas wants to invalidate their new oven warranty. So Lamaisa, but they do it anyway. They do it anyway because Ashkuchas. If Ashkacha doesn't do this, also not work. How can you can't control it? You can't control it. So Mimela. So Vosekman, that, and Lamaisa, let's go back into the sugya. If Taka, the oven gets cold, and closing the doors puts on the fire, so the guy did the hanocha, the guy did the hadlaka. No one is going in, no yid is going in the middle of, no mashkiach even is going in. Did you ever see a mashkiach go in the middle of the, obviously says, excuse me, and he says, I'd like to go in to mix the kugel, to make sure that it's mixed well. Nobody does that. So memeila, mahat amatziv, that unless there's something to safeguard the bishul, like the taking bypass, it's called, bypassing the wires, you have mamish bishlak and midiyon biyon, if you're not careful. So memeila now, Rabbi Isai, so memeila this negeya. So how do you navigate? How do you navigate? I want to tell you. You have to trust Hashgacha that this is the ikrim. I want to tell you, the biggest challenge today in food preparation under the most far less the Hashgacha in the world is Bishul. Bishul is the, because Haloi Dover, make a cheshbin. What's the thing which is most negay in a kitchen? We're talking about the ingredients, outside Hamish ingredients, outside of Yosef Toif. The best and the finest ingredients, no pitpuka, no sphincus. But you got to cook it. And many things are subject to bishalakam. So how do you get around this? And this is, if they're open for 12 hours, that means they're cooking for 10 or 11 hours. So in summary, when we're coming now to an end, but maybe we'll take questions at the end. Lemais over here, this, was titmin. So I want to tell you, what do I do? When I'm not bakant, when I know the hashkocha is a falesecha hashkocha, I tell, when people call me up, and I got calls, there's a convention of doctors, where a bunch of from doctors or dentists, from dentists go, and it's in Kansas City. Fart Machagans of Kansas City. And they have one place in Kansas City that has a Erlich Hashkocha. But you want to know, whether they're trying to get staff, you can't get staff in Borough Park to work a Heimish Yid. You can't get him in the Flatbush, you're going to get him in Kansas City. Get in Kansas City, but almost it's up. Lamaisa, I tell people, it's okay. I even whether the person is a Hasidic Yid, a Litva Yid, a Yeshiva Yid, it's not that bad. Zay Sardi for the day. Be a Sardi. If you were a Sardi, what would you do? You wouldn't be Samach on anything with Ramah. You would ask, excuse me, presumably there's a Yid in Kansas City behind the counter, because if this isn't, I suggested you do 180, wish the person a good day, and eat chocolate bars. I wish I'd tell you potato chips. You know, don't eat. But if, let's say, presumably you have a Yid, and let's say you want something and you know that he shows you that it's Taka Ali meat, or it's a Hamisha, it's a brand, or you want, let's say, French fries, and it's going to come out and he showed you that French fries is from fresh potatoes, you could ask him, could you please put the fries in the fryer for me? What would a Sfardi do? A Sfardi, if this guy that the Yid turned on the fryer in the morning would put the fries in, it would be Bishul Akum. Make believe you're a Sfardi. Make believe you're allowed to say, Kimli, I want the highest standard. I want the highest standard for the day. And this saves a person a lot of trouble. Because if a person walks into a place, and we're not talking a place where you're comfortable, you know the Rav Machshin, Zafalesach, there you don't have to be mefakfik. You go in, yes, Gesundheit, Yoichon Avizbo. I'm talking about, you're not 100% sure. So, mainly you can avoid the whole Shaila. Because if you tell the person and was saying that it's clear to you that there's no problem with ingredients. So you go and ask them, put in the fire. Put it in yourself. Put the steak on yourself. That's what a Sfardi would do. Put the piece of chicken, put the piece of fish. Put it on yourself. And this way you avoid the whole Shaila. You avoid the entire Shaila. Now, before, if there's going to be questions, I want to finish with the following issue in Yin of Allah. Baruch Hashem, we could have schusim, tzemach nechasnakim. What money don't we spare? Sometimes a person, Baruch Hashem, he's not mitzumtzum and you want to make a shena, a kovedik, a balabatish, a chasna. So, bustitman, invitations, no. How much does invitations cost? That's usually the subject, but me and my wife get a little chilek. I said, well, can't you just send out some emails? Why? Then you have to buy not one stamp, you buy two stamps. By the time you see the bill, it's thousand. And then what do you do with the invitations? It's a suffix. Whether they go into the garbage in the first 30 seconds after you open it up, if you write it down, or it goes into the garbage after your place, if you halt the mail, gets too big, and then you throw all the invitations away. So that's the only stuff. But everything goes into the garbage. You spend so much money on every single thing. You go sit down with a caterer. He tells you the different color napkin costs you another $1,000. Hire a mashkiach, an egg in a mashkiach. Hire your mashkiach. Every single chasna that I made, the best shem and the bunch of Zalman Health Inviter, it's the best $500 or $400 that you're going to spend. You have people coming to eat on your plates. You want people to eat on Sari Yoyse Toiva. Amoyridik Asimchiz of Groyse Eis Rotzen. Amoyridik Eis Rotzen. Azoyful Ma Hashpois Toivis. So you go ahead, you allocate where you should spend money. You're spending so much money to spiel Darola. To spend another $400 and you get a mashkiach, and if you don't want to do that, l'chala pachas, you know what you should do? Because I'm giving you now the inside look into the kitchen. You could have a from, you could have a from, he says, I have a from manager. What do you think the from manager, he's running around making sure that there's enough paper towel in the basic kisa. What was he doing? Because he needs to make sure that everything that comes to the eye level of people are 100%. In the kitchen, how often is he going to the kitchen? So at least get on the phone, have the achrayis, you're feeding people, have the achrayis of getting and speaking to the mashgiach or the Rav HaMachshon and say, listen, just please make sure there's equipment. I need to know if you have a goy shekoch, if you have a yid shekoch, and he says, there's no one else that touches the fire, no one else that touches the oven. So, okay. Do I see that a convection oven that's used again and again and again is used by that one koch that's cooking for 1,000 people that's coming to the chasna? I don't know if I would feel comfortable with relying on that. So Mimela, say, if you speak to somebody, he says, I'm in the kitchen, with Chilav Ad Soif, at least let him see that the Baal Simcha, that it means something to you. Now that I was mazbe to you, this whole sugya, it's a money spent, and if the Rav Machshir, I'm insulted. Okay. I'm sorry. So, but could you answer me the question? Is your mashkich, is your front person there? If there's taka goyishes, they have cooking. You find out. V'darashta v'chokarta hate it. Listen, Rabbi Sai, Amol, when we go to a little bit of, just recharging the battery in the summer, Megate of Dachi, you go a little bit on a vacation, you go your way, you go to Pletzer. For sure, you're not getting there without making a few phone calls about the hotel, about booking, about a car. You're making phone calls. You just don't wake up one morning and say, I'm going. You do a little bit chakira v'drisha, mishtelta veka, to do something, you have to call something. So it's a chasana. We mentioned Kim in Esnaf Ayer Cheshvin. So zicha, midav zayim is boinin. And see, it's kedai. Because now that we know that the sugi is a sugi arucha, with so many potential mechshoilim, that could all be avoided by a little bit of extra pikuach. Memela, I just want to say, if there's going to be any questions, but v'sgeit arois from the ganze sugya is really was the psukim the Torah Kedosh had gezocht in the end of the parasha. The ikke is we live in a world where interaction with goyim for many is unavoidable. Chazal Baruch Kodshom and Parchoves Daitam Hagdoyle Zehoben Fashtanen, that there's a bitter regolus that we're in. Nisht, not only Sezai by the Malbushim, the Minhagim, Zen in the wall, the big wall. But no matter what, beyond that, it's very easily Tzayim falling prey. We're so surrounded Beina Umis. Nish Tzayim, don't Fagoyish unzira mahalach hamachshava, and it's very hard to avoid it. Very hard to avoid it. So l'chol apochus, this is the message of Bishalakim. This is the message of the Chazal. When Chazal tells us, beware, and mevesnisht. But at least what we have are in the ability to be careful. Every single time when we are Makayim the Geder of Bishul Yisrael, and we don't do Bishul Akim, I want to tell you, a Moiri Deglashin, the Rambam says, Soif Simen Yud Zayin Macholas Asuris. Erzokt Azoy Azelcha L'shoinis Raboy Saif Vesenin. You wouldn't know that it's a Rambam. You'd think it's maybe a Moiri Nayim. But the Heilig Rambam B'l'shoinay Azov, Stellt er weg, seuf machos asuris. Was redt von jede Prat, von den Jonim, von Jordei. Und sagt, kol am emarik nafshoi, l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mevi kedusha yiseir l'nafshoi. Also steht in the Rambam. Take a look yourself at the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mamarik Nafshon. When a person withdraws and a person is mocked, but a person thinks, maybe Kedusha Yisrael Nafshon. Mamishamari the Galashon. So every single time we take a step and we ask and we look and we see, we walk into a place, we walk in, let's say, to a pizza shop, you take out the children, whatever you pick up, and Mizait is Kansimin for Nayid. Maybe that should bring a little bit of a suffix. Where's the Yid? It could be that he's in the back. It could be. It might be Kedai to ask, can I speak? Who's in charge over there? I'm just saying that the tachlis of the shir is to trachten a bissel anish. It's to be more sensitized. This is something which is nagei mide yoyin b'yoyin, mide shuva b'shuva d'chodesh b'chodesh. And when a person takes the time and tracht, I'm eating. I just shouldn't stop eating. If I'm eating my egg and a shtub, Baruch Hashem es an egg and a shtib. What's the shaylus? Oh, but once you step out of the egg and the shtib, then it's an open field with many pachim that's there. And it's navigationable. You could navigate it. The Rabbanu Shalom tells us we need to navigate better. Haraya, the Rabbanu Shalom Azavi, the Maimon from the Chofetz Chaim, when technology came out years ago. You're driving at night and you got to go to a different colony and you have a navigation system. You put it on, you have a navigation system. No, Ali Dabu, the Rabbanu Shalom tells you there are navigation systems. Utilize them. There's a navigation system. It's called Shulchan Aruch, it's called Achrayim, it's called these type of Shiurim. It's the invitation. And if one person could come back from the Shiur and say, you know what, the next is Simcha that I'm going to make, I'm going to maybe yes, different, I'm going to talk different, now he knows a ganze Welt out there. She was Zoycha Rabban Shalom, Habala Time Sayin Oisoy, the Rabban Shalom Health Amen, she was Svil Tahara. And Mimela, we should be Zoycha Shloy Yeit Sei Michshal Mitachas Yedeinu. We'll got be others. And if there's any questions, I'll take the questions. Yes?
Double-faced question about the simplest. Most Heimershner halls, they charge you for a Mishgiach. In other words, they say they're putting their Mishgiach. Can you rely on that, number one? Number two, you say that you should speak to the Mishgiach. Most of us don't know what to speak.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the next Shir Rabbi Yisai. We can give a list of practical questions. Yeah, I'm happy to do that. But I want to tell you this album. I want to be, you know, you ask me a question, a medarf shtel navek, an answer. The emes is that there's no, on a contract, there's no contract, I don't care where it is, that doesn't charge you for mashgiach. So two things. Number one is the charge for the mashgiach really all going to the mashgiach? And the answer is mistaminat. Only a part of it goes to the mashgiach. A smart person, and I want to tell you, you could skip the chelik of ha'oyim edove b'shem oyim reidu. I'm not makbid if it's not b'shem oyim reidu. That you could ask the question, can I make a check directly after the mashgiach? I want to pay in cash. Can I pay in cash? Meaning that what's better is because instead of getting the bill for $600 and the mashgiach is charging $400, you save yourself $200.
I mean, first class, I took a private
mashgiach. Okay. The mashgiach is hired by the caterer.
So it's very likely he's not going to let you do it. What are you making me crazy? I told you mashgiach is $600. What are you asking? You want to speak to mashgiach? But I'm telling you. But the emes is that you're saying, does he charge for mashgiach? First of all, Mistami does. He gets a decent mashgiach. But I'm just saying that one of the questions is that to red mit the roof, is this Rav Machshim? And there are a lot of Rabbanu Machshim out there. And I want to tell you, not all of them are equal. Not all of them are. And we're talking about from the Haimishur, from the Hasidish, from the Haredishur. Not everyone brings to the table the same level of comprehensive Hashgacha. Not everybody brings to the table the same Dargah. you might want to be able to be choikev a darvish and see what target is. Yeah. And be takanoit the late stuff and I die in front of your roof. That's what they're there for. Or the roof vasnished. So he's going to call a Rav Amachsha that he trusts and ask him, nu, yen a Rav Amachsha, vuzukste v'neim, hat get a mashkichem, hat valesach a mashkichem. You know, the point is that just like that, a simcha, kimpnisht for the lift. You have to plan it. The vibrische Sachen, the andere Sachen, was mit das zustellen, even zu machen an offrief. You have also, you have to figure out where people sleep. There's so much in it. So my nekuda is that l'chol ha'pachis, shtel avek, a small piece of hashkocha, it's as oivy ainet, it came into this query of Zolga Zonsayim. And mamish nishtapach nafshoy to the Rebbe, and he said, "Chodesh kampanos." But now I'm thinking of something, and I want to shtel a vek to the Rebbe if he thinks it's a good plan. And he was talking. He says, "What about this?" And I'm going to have this plan or that plan, and have this connection, that connection, the other thing. So the Rebbe tzugeheret, as I mean, the Rebbe kedakim because he's so patient, mamisha, with such patience and mesinus. And at the end, the square Rebbe them gefet, ich will fragen, ein kleine shayla. Du hast chotsch arayn geliked in ein Chesh, bin 50% Rebbein Shalom. 50%, nur 50%. Das ist ein Becken, das ist ein Mensch, ein Chesh, bin das alles, das ist nur 50%. You know, I'm saying that there's so many things that we have to prepare for Simchis. And I don't want to say there's any Nair Shazachin, because that could make an imbalance in the Shulam Bayis. Oh, but the Emes Gezocht, Emes Gezocht, that this should be also chaylik. That's what I like. Bossy and lawyer.
But I think even if you have a great bala machsha, you still have to know who the caterer is. I even been to a simcha when the bala machsha was a choshev yid. I did not ask him anything. I saw the bala machsha. Why should I think? Mm-hmm. And after the simcha, he comes over to me. Does he guess and do? I said, yeah.
Right.
And it wasn't to my standard. And the Balabakshi was getting somebody a
Chashmiyid. That's a chelik of the question. You have to do your research. Listen, if we go ahead and do a car lease, we're not going to ask is the car leasing place honest? Did they chop you for all incidental additions on the last second when they got you and they already have the car and then they all of a sudden look at the contract, what's this, what's that, what's the other? Whatever you do should be mitseichel, adar ketrach. I want to tell you about talking about adar ketrach. Ich hab solche gewinnt, sei nene, mi ziv Rebbe Umayr of Pam for 20 years. Like, Mosh Yodi Mitoch Yodi. I heard you have Rabbi Smith, who was also so close to Rav Pam. You're talking about thinking through. I never heard Rav Pam say, like, Mila, like, Chatzi Mila, on Adach Trachten, was I said. On Adach. He has a famous shmooze called the Whatchamacallit Shmooze. Rav Pam once spoke about Berabim, come upon him. He said, Efashtet Nisht. He said he heard people say when they talk, whatchamacallit. What do you mean, whatchamacallit? That means, as mehoben nisht getracht, was zu sagen. A mensch, was tracht nisht, has to deal with issues. So, medaf doch trachten, seyit git, rabbi say. Seyit git medaf doch trachten. So, I'm going to leave everybody. I'm sure there's a ganze talk. Maybe you want to take out the family. So, in case that's the... That's the cheshbon. I want to wish everybody. They can zogin the swam hakadosh v'zogin noch tuba of the can unvinchin yeda aksiva chasim v'toy v'gikin bench dar yor from simchas and mazel and gizint and non nachas the kedisha and the ganzen shpucha. Thank you for listening.